How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, we shall meet a beautiful young woman who had to choose between love and the career that all girls dream of. But first, a word from a familiar voice. That's something to remember. And now, step with me behind the scenes to the glamorous office of a motion picture producer. Behind the desk sits a small, wiry man, not the well-known caricature of a Hollywood executive, not the flamboyant, half-literate movie mogul of the comic strips, but an intelligent, well-dressed businessman who speaks with the slightest trace of a Harvard accent. And before him, nervously shifting a large alligator purse from one hand to the other, stands a lovely girl, one of the world's most promising motion picture stars, vivacious, talented, already crossing the threshold to success. You don't recognize her? You haven't seen her on the screen lately? Well, perhaps not, but there's a reason. Let's eavesdrop for a moment and see if we can discover the explanation. The star was nervous, uncertain, troubled. She thought she'd made up her mind the night before when they sat on a hilltop high above the sequined glitter of Los Angeles and talked it all out. She and the boy she loved. They'd argued for a while, and then she'd given in, agreed to give up the movies and become a wife. It was no use arguing with love, but now in the cold, logical light of the executive office, she was puzzled, unsure. And the producer became more and more convincing as he made point after point, emphasizing again and again the sacrifice she was proposing, the unnecessary sacrifice. The studio had spent thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars building her name until it was magic all the way from Broadway to Market Street. For a second, the star's hands were still as she thought about the career that lay before her. It was tempting, very tempting. She'd waited so long for this moment, waited so long to reach the top. It did seem a little silly to throw it aside when she was just beginning to realize everything she'd worked for, everything she'd dreamed of in those discouraging months when she sat by the telephone waiting for that one break. That break which, unlike so many others in Hollywood, had finally arrived. The producer was confident and smiling as he presented his concluding argument. He tapped a gold pencil against the desk to punctuate his last few words. No, my dear girl, you can't possibly consider abandoning your future to this, well, this nightclub entertainer. In a year or two, he'll be completely forgotten, not even able to get a job. And you, well, you'd be forgotten, too. You have to ride the crest while you can, and you're on it now. Everyone agrees with me. Even your own friends have told you that this boy hasn't a chance. The girl's eyes flashed. She'd made up her mind, once and for all. The producer had convinced her. Now, before the conclusion to our story, a word from your announcer. The star moved forward, pressing her hands against the edge of the polished desk. Her voice was firm and her words carried the conviction of her heart. I am going to marry him, and I'm going to give up pictures because he wants me to. You see, I don't care if he's a nobody. To me, he'll always be the most important person in the world. She turned, walked briskly out of the room, out of the studio, and shortly afterward she married the unimportant nightclub entertainer. Her name? Well, it was Dixie Lee, but you may know her better as Mrs. Bing Crosby. This is Knox Manning inviting you to join me again tomorrow at the same time for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production transcribed in Hollywood.